Come on in, come on in. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in, come on in. It's Dr. Nichols this morning. Come on in. Getting a little feedback on my StreamYard this morning. Good morning, good morning. Give me a few seconds to get in on StreamYard. All right, and we're in. All right, just like that. All right, come on in, come on in. Thank you all so much for joining. Let's get a few more people in, and then what we're going to do, we're going to go straight into prayer, and we're going to move forward from there. Come on, let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Come on in. Thank you all so much for joining. I'm not feeling well. I'm not at 100% today, but I got on here anyway. I got on here anyway. And again, I'm not feeling at 100% today, but I needed to get on here today. Now, if you hear me coughing and whatever, just look over that and just know that I'm still trying to recuperate and heal continuously day by day. But I just had to get on here this morning because I may not be on here next week. I got some things to do next week. So I just needed to come on here today. Come on. Let's get it. Let's get it. Come on. All right, thank you guys so much. All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for this day, God. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to worship you one more time, God, above the ground. God, we ask right now that I decrease as you increase, speaking through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. God, I pray right now, Lord, that every weapon that is formed against me and my health will not and shall not prosper, God. I pray over my mind right now, God. I pray over my body, God. I pray over my soul right now, God. Lord, that you would bring me in alignment, God, with whatever this sickness is, God, that it shall not take me out of here, God, but God, that I shall overcome this sickness, God. And I speak life right now, and I speak healing and blessings, God, in a manifestation right now, God, under the power of the Holy Spirit, God, within me. I ask right now, God, that you bless my wife and children and grandchildren, my mom and my siblings, God, and all of my extended family members, my in-laws, God. I pray for Fernando Bailey and his family, God. I pray for all of my classmates, God, the class of 90, God. I ask right now, Lord, that your will be done in all of our lives. I pray right now, God, for those who are watching and those who will be watching later, God. Lord, that something will be said and spoken, God, that will penetrate their hearts and their minds, God, for them to be able to move forward and do the things that you have called and ordained for them to do. I thank you right now, God, for continuing, God, to allow me to rise above every situation and every circumstance that tries to take me down, God. I thank you right now, God, and I give your name all of the glory and the honor and the praise due unto you, and let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you all so much for joining. Again, I'm not at 100% this morning, but I want to get on here for at least 30 minutes. At least 30 minutes to try to give you this word without me continuing to cough all over the place, but I'm here. Anyway, my sermon topic this morning is identifying the God within you. Identifying the God within you. Identifying the God within you. Meaning that sometimes we don't identify with God because we don't understand God. I need you to hear me clearly. Sometimes we don't understand God is because we can't identify. We can't identify with God because we don't understand God. The greatest thing that you can do in this life, and hear me clearly, the greatest thing that you can do in this life is learn who God is to you and within you. Learning his characteristics, learning his unfailing love, learning his unconditional love, learning his forgiveness, learning the wisdom and the power and the understanding that he has. Once you learn the very characteristics of God, I'm going to tell you what will happen. The first thing that will happen is that you will start removing negative things, people, and places from your life. You will then remove negative things, people, and places from your life. What do I mean? Just like I said, you're going to have to learn. Everybody can't go where God is getting ready to take you. You're going to have to learn to be okay with other people not following you when you get ready to go to the next level. You're going to have to learn and understand everybody don't love you like they say they do verbally. You're going to have to learn and understand everybody doesn't have your best interests at heart. You're going to have to learn and understand the people that you grew up with are not the same people that's growing with you right now. You're going to have to learn to understand that sometimes family is not going to be there supporting you the way that you need or even want them to. You're going to have to learn to stand 10 toes down by yourself with the Spirit of God within you. And you're going to have to understand that everything that God has for you is for you. The devil in hell or his imps can't take it away. I don't know who I'm talking to, but listen and listen carefully. You have been down so long for other people that they are really holding you down and you don't see it. When you learn to release them and embrace you, that's when you will elevate to the level that God has for you. But sometimes God cannot deliver you from a place if you continue to vacation there on a regular basis. Sometimes God will not release his blessings upon you because he knows the vultures that are around you waiting to devour those very blessings that God has specifically for you. Sometimes God will hold up your blessing. He's not denying you. He is delaying your blessings because you can't see past the smile, past the words that people are telling you. You can't understand certain things because your heart is so pure and you want everybody to just be, to look good in your eyes, and you want to give everybody the opportunity, and you want to say, well, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt, and you want to do all of those things. But let me explain something to you. Let me let you in on a secret today so you can understand. Those people aren't thinking about you. Those people are not there for you. Those people are only there for themselves. If you stop doing certain things for certain people, I guarantee you their true identity will come forth. Their true motives will come forth. When you stop doing stuff for people, that's when you will find out who is real and who was just there for themselves. You will find out all of these things when you stop handing yourself out to people all the time. You will understand, and hear me clearly, you will understand that when God has his hands upon you, everybody else's hands got to get off of you. Y'all didn't catch that, did you? Listen. When God's hand is upon you, everybody else's hand has to be released from you. See, you can't serve God and then people. You're going to have to serve God, and then people are going to have to get in line and understand that your commitment and your dedication is to God. Good morning. And your commitment and dedication to God, when you start releasing people out of your life, I'm going to get to my points in a minute, but I got to get this out. When you start releasing people from your life, that's when you will understand, and that's when you will begin to see who's really there for you and who's really there for themselves. And then you need to ask yourself the ultimate question. When you're bringing people stuff all the time, what are they bringing you in return? And I know people say, well, you know, just because you bless somebody, that don't mean that they are the ones to bless you. I have to disagree with you on that. If I'm doing something for you and you're never doing anything for me and you're not meeting me on the needs that I need to be met, you are a user. And that is a one-sided relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a business ship or whatever it is. That ship just sailed with me. If you can't help me, you will not harm me. Period. If you can't help me, you will not harm me, because you know why? I will not give you the power nor the authority to do so. I will not. I will not, by no means whatsoever. And I think that so many people try to stay in these relationships with people, friendships and marriages and whatever, because they're so accustomed to being there for those people, and they just haven't got used to it. They done got stagnant. But let me let you in on the secret. It's time for you to put yourself first. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody thinks. You have to put yourself first, because nobody else is going to put you first but you. Put you first and everything and everybody else will fall in line. I said exactly what I said, and I meant every word of it. Y'all got to stop putting people before you and then thinking that you're doing a good deed and you're the one coming with the short end of the stick all the time. Time out for that. That's coming from Dr. Nichols. All right, be blessed. All right, here we go. Identifying the God within you. Point number one, someone type this up for me. Acknowledge that we were created in the image of a divine creator. Let me say it again. Acknowledge that we were created in the image of a divine creator. One more time, someone type this up. And hear me clearly. Someone type this up for me. In order for you to identify within you, the God within you, point number one is acknowledge that we were created in the image of a divine creator. Can you just imagine acknowledging that you were created in the image of a divine creator? In other words, the Almighty God, the only everlasting God, the one who loves us in spite of, the one who loves us because he created us with purpose and with him in mind. Can you only imagine to acknowledge that and to have that power and that authority? Can you imagine that you walk in holiness, that you walk in the authority, even when other people don't want you to walk in, that you walk in divine authority and protection, that you walk in the will of God? Can you imagine that you were designed for a purpose? Can you only imagine what God can do with you and through you once you just embrace him as your personal Lord and Savior? Once you embrace him, even in spite of everything that you've gone through, once you embrace him, he loves you from that point moving forward. He doesn't care about what you've done. People care about what you've done in your past. God doesn't care about any of that. God can use you if you want to be used. Let me say it again. God can use you if you want to be used, because sometimes people will use you and you get nothing out of it. Come on, somebody. I know I'm speaking to somebody. See, people will use you because they get something out of it. God will use you because he's trying to bring something out of you. Come on, somebody. Come on. Yes. Yes, come on, somebody. Listen, God is using you because he's trying to bring something out of you. Other people use you because they're trying to get something out of you for them only. See, God is bringing out his divine purpose, his divine order in you, and he's bringing it out of you through your obedience, through you doing what he called you to do. And stop listening to everybody. Everybody don't have your best interest at heart, and I cannot stress that enough. Everybody doesn't have your best interest at heart. No matter how much they say they love you, they try to act like they care about you. Sometimes people want to know if you're okay to make sure that they are still going to be all right. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Listen, sometimes people just want to know if you're going to be all right, so they can continue to be all right. Because they know if you ever leave this earth or them, they already know that everything will go spiraling down. They know this. We know this. Come on, people of God. We know this. We know this because we know what God has put in us. I don't know who I'm talking to besides myself. Come on, somebody. I don't know who else needs to hear this message, but I know that I needed to hear. Listen, God is doing a new thing in you in this season. And guess what? Everybody cannot go with you, and everybody won't be with you. And you got to be okay with letting people go. You got to be okay in this season of letting people go. I'm continuing trying to elevate, not deflate. See, some people come in your life as a distraction to deflate you and to take you down with them. We can't keep doing that, people of God. We can't. We can't. Point number two, someone typed this up. Prepare to shift your old mentality to explore our true nature. Prepare to shift your old mentality to explore our true nature. One more time. Prepare to shift your old mentality to explore our true nature. That simply means put away the old things, put away the childish thing. That simply means, and I need you to hear me, that simply means that put on the mind of God. That simply means that get out of yourself and get into God. That simply means that when you tap into, you understand your purpose and the plans that God has for you. When you tap into, and I need y'all to hear me, when you tap into, that's when you will understand why you were designed in the first place, why God created you in the first place. But your mindset got to change. See, a lot of people's mind don't change because of the old mentality. And that's what they're going to continue to do, is get the old mentality. They're never going to get what God truly has for them because they are sitting there continuing to think about the past. This is like if you're in high school, people still want to judge you from the things that you did back then in high school and not understanding who you have become since high school. Some people still have that mentality. And what I do is I leave them back there. I'm no longer there. I'm no longer there. If you want to stay 30-something years back when I was in high school, yeah, you have to do it on your own. It's a no for me. It's a strong no for me. It's a strong no for me. I've been out of school since 1990, in high school, that is. You ain't look back on the things that I've done. And when I see people that still want to bring it up, I'd be like, oh, okay, so you talk to the old me. When you get ready for the new me, come holler at me. I'll talk to you later. Matter of fact, I won't talk to you until you're ready to talk to the new me. And then I keep moving. I keep moving. Just like that. And y'all scared to do stuff like that. Y'all scared to cut people off. I'm not. I'm like a pair of scissors. I would cut you off so quick it ain't even funny. Especially when I see that you don't mean me no good, and especially that I'm seeing and I'm watching you do evil deeds behind my back, and God is revealing it to me, and you think that I'm going to sit here and act like I'm dumb and act like I'm naive. When I see you, I remove you mentally and emotionally and physically and all of those things. I love you, but from over there. I'll speak to you, but from over there. You need some food, come get it. Go back over there. Everybody's not your assignment, and stop making them your assignment. Stop making people your assignment. See, that's what's wrong with people now. Everybody want to try to coddle people and try to, when they get upset, you go, oh, okay. You can get upset with me all you want to, because those who I counsel and those who I coach, I promise you, they will tell you, I don't care nothing about your emotional roller coasters. When you come up in here, you're paying me for services, and I'm for a service, and I promise you, you're gonna get every dime. You're gonna get every dime owed to you in that session. I promise you that. And when you leave up out of here, I promise you, you're gonna be a total different person. Even when I do Zoom ones as well, you're gonna get off that Zoom a whole different person every single time. I'm not here to play. I am here to pray. Okay. I'm not here to play with folks. I'm here to pray with folks, and I'm here to take people to the next level. You don't want to go to the next level? Don't call me. Don't call me. I'm just saying, because a lot of people want to pretend that they won't help, but then when you give it to them, you be like, look. You be like, yeah, Paul, I can. Just inbox me. But you know, a lot of people, they would tell you different things that they want, and then when you try to give them structure and guidance, then they get upset with you because you're telling them what they say that they wanted. See, those type of people, I don't deal with them too long. I don't deal with them too long because now you wasted my time that I could be investing in someone else who's paying me for those services. Yeah, that's a no for me. So prepare to shift your old mentality to explore our true nature. Number three, someone typed this up. Embrace and cultivate God's love, compassion, forgiveness, and wisdom. Let me say it again. Embrace and cultivate God's love, compassion, forgiveness, and wisdom. Embrace it. See, you're going to have to do something. When you want something, you're going to have to do something. You can't just pray and say, come by God. That's not going to work. See, a lot of people will sit there and twiddle their thumbs and pray and say, I'm just waiting on the Lord. See, the Lord is waiting on you to make that move that he's already given you. But you're afraid because of what people are thinking and because of what people are saying. Get with you some people that is going to encourage you, that is going to empower you, and that is definitely going to educate you to move forward. Okay, Daryl. But you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we can no longer sit and pretend like people really care about us when they know that they, when you know in your heart that they don't. Some people are only good with you when you're doing good things for them. Let me say it again real slow. Some people are only good to you when you are doing good things for them. But the moment you stop doing things for them, they get an attitude and try to gaslight and make it seem like it's you, that you are the problem. Let me tell you something about those type of people and what I've learned to do, not deal with them. You know, I don't care who it is. My silence speaks so loud now, I don't have to say a word. Because see, when I get silent on certain issues, especially when I'm very irritated because I know how to control my anger now. Now, at one point I didn't. I would just go in and in and in and in and in. But I know how to control it now. So when I'm silent, when a person is irritating me, and I'd be like, listen, I want to end this conversation because I need to move forward and I don't want to discuss it any longer. It is not that I'm trying to avoid the conversation, but for your safety and my freedom, it's best we had the conversation. For your safety and my freedom. Because see, when you know you, nobody else can try to tell you about you, okay? And when you know you, you can control you a little bit better. Because he who controls you, or he who angers you, controls you. So, when you learn anger management techniques, which I do teach, when you learn those techniques, you learn to take the power back and stop giving it to people. Stop letting people trigger you is what I'm trying to tell you. Point number four, release limit beliefs that stops you from growing to the next level in life. Release limit beliefs that stops you. Now listen, that stops you from growing to the next level in life. Release limit beliefs that stops you from growing to the next level in life. In other words, what people have said about you in your past, that's not true today. It was true then, but that's not true today. And you got to be smarter about moving forward. And you got to be purposeful in moving forward. You got to have a purpose in moving forward. You can't just, oh, willy-nilly, but no. That's not what we're going to do. We're not going to sit here and pretend that we are going to do crazy things and get a good result. We can no longer be thinking like that. We can no longer think like that. So those limit thoughts, you got to get rid of that. Stop limiting yourself because of the beliefs of the past. See, the old things have passed away. Now, behold, they are new creatures. There are new things that are happening now. And God is trying to show you new things, but yet it's still, you're still trying to stay in the old mentality. And let me explain something to you about the old mentality. The old mentality no longer works in the new personality that you have now. I need you to hear me clearly. The old mentality no longer works in the new personality of where you are in this season of your life. And neither are other people that are in your lives as well. Sometimes the old people can't fit in the new era that God has taken you in. I don't know who I'm talking to, but listen, sometimes you have to really understand that when God is for you, who can be against you? And what God has for you, he can help develop it through you if you let it. Y'all got to stop letting people get in your head to a point where you're not hearing God. Y'all got to get out of religion and get into a relationship with God, is what I'm trying to say in a nice way. Get out of religion, get into spirituality where you can understand who God really is instead of understanding a set of rules of people telling you what you can and can't do, blah, blah, blah. But when you're walking in spirituality and not in religion, you understand so much more clearer on what God has for you. You understand so much clearer. I promise you that. So release the limit beliefs that stops you from growing to the next level in life. Point number five, recognize growth and knowledge in God is an ongoing process. Listen carefully. Recognize growth and knowledge in God is an ongoing process. One more time. Recognize growth and knowledge in God is an ongoing process. In other words, it doesn't stop just because you say, oh, I'm accepting the Lord today. No, that's your first step. But you have to continue to grow. Nothing is going to stop in your life when you accept God. Nothing. Everything is going to continue to go, but it's going to go in a different direction and it's going to work in your favor. Even when ugly things happen, listen, even when ugly things happen in your life, all things work for the good of those who love the Lord and that are the called according to his purpose. Excuse me. According to his purpose and his plans that he has for you. All things work for the good of those who love the Lord and that are the called. So when God is calling you, let me say this here. When God called me to do what I'm doing, it wasn't a conference call. So I didn't need nobody else to try to tell me what direction God's telling me to go in. If you come and confirm what God has spoken to me, praise the Lord. If you come telling me something foreign on what God didn't say, I'm not going to accept it. I don't care who you are. You can be the biggest preacher on the pulpit for him. I don't care. I'm a pastor also, but I'm a pastor here. I closed my building down because it wasn't about the building. I'm starting to build the people to become the building. That's what God wants. I'm just saying. Point number six, the last point. Know that God was intentional when he created you. Know that God was intentional when he created you. Know that God was intentional when he created you, meaning that God knew what he was doing when he created you. God knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was going to do with you. He knows your beginning and your ending. All you got to do is just walk in the authority of God. That's all you got to do. Walk in the authority of God. Walk in the will of God, and you will fulfill the plans and the purpose that God has for you. We can no longer live in the past and expect the present to flourish. We can no longer live in the past and expect the present to flourish. Sometimes you've got to leave the past where it is in the past. If you can't embrace the now, you will never see your future. Stop embracing the past and start embracing the now. All right, Anchor, this is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never stressed.